Welcome to the Day by Day Expressions podcast. I've got my oldest son, Jack Johnson, on the podcast. Say hello, Jack.
Hi, guys.
Jack, you are a senior this year, right? You're graduating high school.
That's right.
18 years old. What are the plans for the future?
As of now, CBC is the plan, and I'm excited about that. I got shout out to Uncle Waco that I'll be going over to see as much as I can.
Uncle Waco?
Yeah.
and probably eating Aunt Lori's food probably a little bit.
Yes.
All right. So you've had this whole academic career. How has the ideas and the concepts of truth, goodness, and beauty played into your life, into your music, into just to help you make who you are?
Well, like we said at the beginning, I didn't really know what they meant until just recently, a couple of years ago. And what I really found that has helped me with the transcendentals, truth, goodness, and beauty is everything you consume is telling you something. It has a message. And the mission that I try to do is to figure out if that message is true, good, and beautiful.
Yeah.
And if they are all three, then that is very good.
Something you want to give yourself to.
Yes. Yes. So especially with, you know, I'm a big music guy. I like all kinds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's one thing that is kind of hard for me is if I know a song or an artist or something like that is not one of the three or all three, then I should probably not be listening to them all the time.
Yeah.
Or even at all. But it is really joyful when I find someone who checks all three boxes.
Yeah. Okay, so talk about why that's hard. Why is it hard? Like if a song or if an artist checks two of the three boxes, why? I mean, what do you do with that?
Well, I think you have to have be careful. You have to have a filter. If they might check two of the boxes, and then you keep listening to them, and they just draw you in, and they start telling you something you don't need to be hearing, or maybe it's not, they're trying to convince you of a belief. So when you're in that situation, you need to just have an extra guard on. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like something could be beautiful or excellent in the sense that, man, this has got a great beat, and it makes you bob your head.
Yeah, there's lots of those.
There's lots of those, yeah. Right? And but if it's not fulfilling a good purpose, and if it's not conveying truth, then even though it might be excellent, it's not truly excellent because it's not fulfilling all three of those categories.
Right. So there's songs or artists that I might listen to before I play a baseball game.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that that needs to be my everyday thing.
Yeah.
So, and also classical music, I don't usually listen to before a baseball game.
It doesn't get you hyped?
No.
Bach doesn't really set you off or anything?
No, not really.
Okay.
But I will just, while we're on that, if you listen, well, just Bach, for example, all of his stuff is true, good, and beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I know classical music might seem boring to a lot of the folks, but just realize that that is some of the most, it probably is the truest, most good, and most beautiful form of music ever.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's pretty salty for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. So what are some more practical ways that you see the transcendentals playing out in your life personally?
Okay, so we did music, and then the other big one, which what we, a lot of it would be what you consume. So
yeah,
movies.
Yeah,
every movie has a message. And so after I watch a movie, I do my best to figure out what it's trying to tell me.
Yeah.
And so whenever you guys are watching a movie out there, it a lot of times we can just say, man, that was a good movie, but it probably was not in the sense we're talking about.
Because the messages that they send are oftentimes very subtle.
Yes.
And if it was like just slap you in the face, this is the message with blinking lights, then most people wouldn't pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't want to take that message in necessarily, but if it's a little bit subtle, if we can warm it up, you know, soften it up, stuff like that, it's more easily received or accepted.
Yeah. So there's the film and television part of that, practically, and then I think it can be for you personally is how you display yourself.
Yeah.
What you say, what you put on the socials, and
yeah,
how you interact with other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it true, good, and beautiful? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. All right, guys. So those are just some practical ways that truth, goodness, and beauty plays out in our life, particularly in a teenager's life. And so next week we're gonna talk about just some of the clearest forms of truth, goodness, and beauty. And so come back as we continue this discussion.